Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's Conservative Party, headed by Prime Minister David Cameron, had a resounding victory in Thursday's nationwide vote. After winning re-election in his constituency, Mr. Cameron spoke to voters about his plans.
And above all, I want to bring our country together, our United Kingdom together, not least by implementing as fast as we can the devolution that we rightly promised and came together with other parties to agree, both for Wales and for Scotland.
The Scottish National Party was one of the biggest surprises of the election, as it soundly defeated the Labour Party and won more than 50 seats, making Scotland a near one-party state. Meanwhile, Labour Party leader Ed Miliband called Thursday's polling a very disappointing and difficult night for the Labour Party. U.S. Senate has approved legislation giving Congress the right to review and possibly reject any eventual international agreement aimed at restraining Iran's nuclear development program. President Obama at first opposed congressional review of the pact. The United States and five other world powers are negotiating with Tehran to limit its ability to develop a nuclear weapon, but he has said he will sign the current bill if Congress gives it his final approval. International Criminal Court in The Hague has announced that former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo will be going on trial November 10th. Charges of crimes against humanity allegedly carried out after a disputed 2010 presidential election. Former president refused to step aside after losing that election to the current president, Alassane Ouattara, leading to months of protest and street violence. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in France, where he is set to meet with foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council countries. They'll be discussing security and regional matters. He'll be laying the groundwork for a White House summit with Gulf leaders next week. Following talks in Riyadh on Thursday with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, Secretary Kerry said efforts are underway to forge a five-day ceasefire in Yemen.
An understanding that needs to be reached that neither party is going to exploit the humanitarian pause.
Secretary Kerry said the Saudi foreign minister and the ceasefire should be renewable. U.S. Defense Department says it has started training moderate Syrian rebels to fight against Islamic State militants on the ground in Syria. Defense Chief Ashton Carter told reporters that 90 highly vetted individuals began training at a secure location. He did not disclose that location, and he also said the program will gradually expand. U.S. has targeted the Islamic State militants in Syria with airstrikes. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that the clandestine National Security Agency's massive domestic data collection program is illegal. VOA's Michael Bowman has details.
A three-judge federal panel in New York wrote that, quote, Congress cannot reasonably be said to have ratified a program of which many members of Congress and all members of the public were not aware. At issue is the NSA's collection of what the spy agency calls metadata, millions of records of phone calls, including the numbers dialed but not the content of the calls. Launched in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the surveillance was unknown to almost all Americans until former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked sensitive documents before fleeing the country. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. Justice Department will investigate possible civil rights violations by the Baltimore Police Department following the death of an African-American man while under police custody. The official, who spoke under the condition of anonymity, told several media outlets that Attorney General Loretta Lynch would announce the civil rights investigation as soon as today. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake requested the federal probe into her city's police department following the April death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died of a neck injury while in the back of a police van. And today is the 70th anniversary of what is known as Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, marking the end of the 1945 when Nazi troops finally laid their arms down, ending World War II.
That's the latest world news from VOA.